We want to make sure you know how to quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through them, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff." Some people over there quiet. That's all right. Yeah. And you want the people to be able to quote these scriptures and tell you where they are. But many of the people that know these scriptures to heart don't know the God of that scripture.
Welcome to The Life Experience, a broadcast brought to you by Life Worship Center, where we're led by a dynamic duo, Bishop Denzel and Robin Rule. We are a church that lives in love, operates in integrity, walks by faith, and have been empowered by God. Stay tuned. There is definitely a life-changing word awaiting you. And now, here is Pastor Denzel with today's word.
I remember as a young believer, and I'm fasting, and I started fasting. People would ask me, "What are you fasting for?" And that's the culture that many of us grew up in. Come on, man. Are you like that? That's what you were taught. They would ask, "What you fasting for? Tell me what you fasting for." And I hear people say, "I'm fasting because I want to get married. I'm fasting because I'm trying to get this house. I'm fasting because I'm trying to get this money. I'm fasting." Like, there's this notion that you fast to get things. If you want things, you fast. We have been miseducated. You don't fast for things. You fast, watch this. So there's prayer, there's worship, there's fasting. You fast to get God. Fasting is to build your spirit, to put you in a place that your spirit man can hear God. You don't fast for things, you fast to hear. Fasting builds you up to be able to hear God. Because fasting breaks down your natural man. And when your natural man is broken down, your spirit man is built up. That's why fasting is not unique to Christians. Witchcraft workers fast. All denominations fast because they know through fasting their spirit is elevated. Now, they are not directing their spirit towards our God. They're directing their spirit in another direction. Fasting breaks down the flesh and it elevates your spirit. So stop this thing but fasting for things. You don't fast for things. That's error. You fast so you can hear. Somebody said, "When you got a demon that need to be cast out, you fast." No, that's error. Hold on, Bishop, you're wrong. If you want to cast out a demon, those of you who want to cast out demons, you fast so you could cast a demon out. No, they lied to us again. They lied to us. Watch the scripture. Jesus comes down from the mountain, and this man brings his son to the disciples, and they could not cast this demon out. I know you again. They couldn't cast this demon out. And so, Jesus then speaks to them about their faith. He says, "Man, you got to believe for this to happen." And then the man says, "I believe, but help thou mine unbelief." Jesus then says, "This kind doesn't go out except by prayer and fasting." He was not talking about a kind of demon. He was talking about a kind of faith to release or to displace the unbelief. Hold on, Pastor, what you saying? You mixing me up. Watch this. He was talking about a level of faith to get rid of a level of unbelief. I lost. Watch this. When you fast, you build up your spirit. When you build up your spirit, what has happened? You hear. When you build up your spirit, you hear God. When you hear God, what happens? Faith is built. Oh, God. You hear God. Faith is built within you. Once faith is built, glory be to God, now you function in authority. Fast, you build your spirit. You build your spirit, you hear God. When you hear the word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once you can hear God, faith is built. Once faith is built, you speak in authority. When you speak with authority, demons gotta listen to you. That's why the devil don't want you growing in faith, because when you don't have no faith, you don't have no authority, and you can't cast out demons without authority. Many of us are trying to speak to the devil and we ain't got no authority because we ain't got no faith behind what we're saying, and the demons laughing at us the way they're laughing at the sons of Sceva, because the sons of Sceva tried to cast out demons with somebody else's authority. They said, we come to you with the same Jesus that Paul and Peter them preach, and the demon says, I know them, but I don't know y'all. So you cannot go in any, but you need to have your own authority, so you must have your own faith, and that's why you fast to build faith, not to get power to cast out demons. You fast to get faith, and once you have faith, you function in authority, and you can command and decree and declare. Yes, sir. So all those people who fasten now and trying to get power, fasting don't give you power, fasting give you ability to hear. It builds your spirit. Builds faith. We've been doing these things over so long, doing these and wondering why we ain't getting the kind of results we expect to get. Because our motive is wrong, because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When you fast, it's to build up, it's to build your spirit, man, that you can encounter God. You can hear God. See, this is why when the Pharisees came to Jesus and says, John disciples them, not the Pharisees, these established believers. Say, man, John disciples them, they always fasted. Your disciples always eating. Jesus says, y'all don't understand fasting. Because the reason you fast is to get me. My disciples got me. I'm with them all the time talking to them. What are they fasting for? And I hear. Now, when I go, they're going to need to fast then to hear me. But they don't need to fast to be with me and hear me, because they're with me now. Fasting increases presence and hearing. Increased hearing, increased presence comes by fasting. And when you have increased hearing and increased presence, you will always have increased power. Can y'all take any? No, I can't give y'all no more. This is too much. Now, let me just throw something. Let me just say one more thing to y'all and then I can stop. I hope this blessing someone. I feel God, man. Oh, I'll give you one more thing. Hearing God. Hearing God. Another way we hear God. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost, because it builds your spirit, man. Yes, it does. Jude 1 and 20. And I hope you notice that we've been giving you scripture to support everything we say. And this isn't just some random theology out there. We're giving you scripture. Jude 1 and 20. He says this. You build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost is how you build up yourself in your most holy faith. Build up yourself in your faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. See, that edifies your spirit, man. See, understand this, faith is spiritual, it's not carnal. So when he says you build up yourself in your most holy faith, you're building up yourself spiritually. And praying in the Holy Ghost does it. That's why this teaching that praying in the Holy Ghost is not for everybody, I really believe it is a plot of the enemy. See, because if you don't believe that praying in the Holy Ghost is for you, you never will pray in the Holy Ghost. That's why it's so important for the word to be released, so that a desire can be developed on the inside of you. Why would scripture say that you build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, and then he only limited it to a few people? Why would he do that? Why would he tell you that the way you become strong in him, the way you build up yourself, is when you pray in the Holy Ghost and then say, not all of you can pray in the Holy Ghost? That don't add up. There is the gift of tongues that we that is for the purpose of ministry, and we get interpretation by that, and we get understanding of the counsel of God through the gift of tongues. But there is praying in the Holy Ghost that is available to every believer. Jude 1 and 20 supports it. 1 Corinthians 14, when you read, he says, I will pray with the understanding. I will pray with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding. I will. This is something that I will do. This is available to every believer praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't care what they told you. Now, one of the limiting factors to many of us that are not praying in the Holy Ghost is because it don't make sense to our mind. Whenever you've grown up in a theology that is anti everyone being able to pray in the Holy Ghost, and you feel led to do it and you start doing it, you can try judge it with your mind. You cannot judge spiritual things with your mind. You can only judge spiritual things by the Spirit. And watch this. One of the direct results of praying in the Holy Ghost is the confusing of your mind. I can say something crazy that some people get mad at me. When your mind is all mixed up and confused when you pray in the Holy Ghost and it don't sound right and your mind tripping, that usually is an indicator you're right where you need to be. Because in praying in the Holy Ghost, we want to shut our flesh down to elevate ourselves now to perceive and to hear from God. Oh, Jesus in here. I ain't get to say nothing. But I said a lot though. I'm just scrolling like I can go through my notes, but I'm sorry to my person who followed me the other day. So some of you, you've been holding back, and I'm gonna release this word of faith to you that God, whenever a truth is released to you, that's a truth that's available to you. So receive that truth, receive this word so that faith can be built on the inside of you. And now what I'm telling you, some of you receiving this tonight, this is resonating in your spirit. You need to go off this stream when I'm done tonight and go and pray and begin praying in the Holy Ghost. But Spirit of God descend upon them on the day of Pentecost. Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you born again? Do you now hear the word of faith that I'm preaching now and desire it? That's the Spirit of God putting that desire on the inside of you, that hunger on the inside of you, because you want to build, you want to grow in God, you want to advance in God. Why are you letting someone tell you that the Lord is withholding that from you? Man, that's available to you. It's available to you. Well, I think speaking in tongues only for people so they can interpret. That's not true. That's error. Acts chapter 10. When Peter West goes to Cornelius' house, the Bible says, in the house was Cornelius and his kinfolk. There wasn't nobody foreign. Yes, that happened in Acts chapter 2. But in Acts chapter 4, there was no foreigners there. It was Cornelius and his kinfolk. And the Bible says, and they all spoke with tongues. Can I give you something crazy? I can give you something crazy. Watch this. In Acts chapter 8, when Peter lays hands on the people that Philip ministered to, Peter lays hands on them. Watch this now. You know the story. You guys don't know, you know the story. Peter lays hands on them. They receive the Holy Ghost. Simon the sorcerer says, I want that. What did Simon the sorcerer see that he said that he wanted? He wanted the power to do that. There must have been some physical manifestation that Simon the sorcerer says, I want that. Later down in the book of Acts, as they were contemplating what they're going to do with the Gentiles who were getting saved, Peter said, they speak and they receive the Holy Ghost just like how we received it. Acts chapter 19, Jesus comes across 12 of these folk there in Ephesus, and he says, have you received, not Jesus, it wasn't Jesus, it was Paul came across these saints at Ephesus, and he says to them, 12 of them, he says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? He prayed on them. There were 12 people who were functioning together, talking together and conversing. So they all spoke the same language. Paul prayed over them and they received the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues. They were not speaking foreign languages. There were no foreigners there. There was just the 12 of them there. So this is more than just speaking a foreign language to send a message. He says in 1 Corinthians 14 that when I speak in tongues, I build up myself, I edify my own self. Consistent with what is said in Jude 1 and 20. You build up yourself. Don't let no restrictive teaching, no safe teaching out that fire, quench that fire that's on the inside of you. There's a fire in you for more. That's why you're still here. I've been here now as late as it is, and you got to go to work in the morning. You can't leave because there's a fire that's on the inside of you. And there's this thinking. Some of you grew up in Pentecostal churches, but yet still believe that this ain't for you. Why would he say that you build up yourself in your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost, and then say, you can't have it? And if faith is the victory that overcomes the world, the cosmos, the system of this world, you overcome it by faith. We walk by faith. We exist by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he says, by praying in the Holy Ghost, you build up yourself in faith. Why would he not want you to pray in the Holy Ghost? Why would he withhold it from you? Well, it says he gives freely and upbraideth not. We've been miseducated, and the devil has gotten an advantage over us. And so many of us are not hearing God, and we cannot be free from our bondage because we can't hear God. Because the means by which we hear God, we've not been educated in that regard. And so we are functioning knowing scripture but not hearing God. And so a lot of us in church know a lot of Bible, but there is no victory in our life. We are in bondage because we know plenty scripture, but we don't have bakuranda bahashkita bahanda. We do not know revelation of the word of God. By our spirit, we don't have no revelation. And so we're struggling and in bondage and broken and defeated inside. In no manifestation, because manifestation don't come with a revelation. Manifestation don't come without revelation. Revelation don't come except by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God don't communicate with your flesh, Romans 8 and 16. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. And so you got to have your spirit in a place that you can hear from the Spirit of God. You got to have your flesh under subjection so that your spirit can be at a place to hear from God. And your spirit and his spirit become joined according to 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. And then the words that he speak, they are spirit and they are life. Matthew 4, that every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, that's how we live. And now you get this life on the inside of you, and you can function as a believer because you've heard this word, and you can be made free and continue now in the word. You cannot continue in a word that you have not heard. You cannot continue in a word that you have not heard. Whew. I gave you those 4 points about hearing, and I didn't have them written down. The Lord took me this way. I had a feeling it was going this way, so I jot some things down quickly. But I'm just going, all right? I'm just going. When I'm looking down, I'm really not looking at notes. I'm looking at the comments, to be honest. This is what the Spirit of the Lord has me to release tonight, and so I'm just giving this out. And I'm telling you now, the words that I'm speaking, I'm telling you, what I'm speaking now, this is Spirit. Don't let this hit you as information. Glory to God. Don't let this hit you as information. But if you ain't in a spiritual place, you will just be like, boy, I thought Bishop only is saying, boy, he is preach good. This is no preach good moment. This is that kind of moment. I'm trying to release something to you that's going to change your life. What I'm giving you now is going to set you free, beloved. This is going to change everything about your life and set you free, that you can really be free indeed. I've been saying this for the last few weeks. Earl don't free you. Earl, when they grease you down with Earl and they lay on you and slap you on your head and you fall backward and you come up, that don't free you. When this word get on the inside of you and you start walking in this truth and you build up your spirit, man, and this truth coming alive in you and you continuing in this truth, that's how you get free. I got to give you one more thing. Watch this. There's a principle that the Lord told me that we can apply in this application. I want you to get this. I feel this tonight, boy. I feel this tonight. Say that again, Lord. He said, yeah, say that again. Every pastor, every preacher, every worship team member or leader, every moderator in your church, every musician, listen to me. If you are not setting an environment for the Spirit of God to move, and you're doing ministry before the word comes up, sit down. Sit down. We don't need people's flesh elevated before the word is released. That's a part of the devil. We don't need to be feeding flesh. We need a spirit-filled environment. So you got to understand, if we live by the word, listen to me, brother praise team leader. Listen to me, brother drummer, brother keyboard player, listen to me. Because sometimes we think we exempt from these kind of words. Listen to me, you minstrel, that's a nice cute word. Listen to me. People's lives are in your hand. Because if you create a carnal environment, you can stand in the way of them receiving the word that they're going to live by. Every one of us, we are responsible. Anyone that partakes in a worship service, you have a responsibility to ensure that a spirit-filled environment is created such that when the word goes forth, glory be to God, it's a spirit-filled environment, and that thing gonna break through. It's gonna break through. Got to be in a spirit-filled environment. Because when developing believers are in a room and they have not matured to the place of building their spirit, man, they need your assistance. They need you to help them, that this environment is created so that they can be in a better position to hear from God. They need you to help to build their spirit. That's why praise teams that ain't anointed, you don't need to exist. Why do you exist? If you can't release the presence of God and so that a spirit-filled environment is created, what you singing for? The worship service is not designed for entertainment. That's concert. Go to concert for entertainment. If you want Christian entertainment, go to one concert. That ain't for worship service. No, this isn't. No, we got to create a spirit-filled environment. Because people's lives depend on it. All right, Spirit of God said, don't make no more point. That's it. That's enough. That's enough. I ain't going no further than that. Let me just cap this whole thing off. God wants to talk to you, to you, to you. But you will not hear him here or here be able to perceive him. You receive him. How you receive him? By elevating your spirit. And you receive what Father has to say to you. I want every one of you, God, I pray for spirit elevation to take place right now. For all of them that are tuning in right now, don't leave now. I want to release the impartation to you. I could do this for another hour. I have so much more I want to release to you. But I got to stop right here. Hallelujah. Father, I release this anointing now to those, God. Oh, all right. Okay, Father. Those that are designed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I thank you for faith that's being built in them now and expectation. And I pray, Father God, for there to be virtual impartation, Father. I ask you that this anointing will penetrate. Meet them at the point of their faith now as they pull on this anointing. Let them be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for tuning in to The Life Experience. You've been listening to a portion of a message from our pastor, Bishop Denzel Roll of Life Worship Center. We invite you to join us at any of our weekly services held at the CH Reeves Auditorium, located Mini Street just off of Robinson Road. For more information on our ministry, visit us at facebook.com/thelifeexperience or Instagram, #LWCBahamas. You can also contact us at our office, 601-5125. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Join us every weekday here on Glory 93.9 FM. Until next time, have a life-filled day.